Savitri, Book 1, Canto 4, The Secret Knowledge, page 65. Although she drives him on her fancy's roads, at play with him as with her child or slave, to freedom and the Eternal's mastery and immortality's stand above the world, she moves her seeming puppet of an hour, even in his mortal session, in body's house, an aimless traveller between birth and death, ephemeral, dreaming of immortality, to reign she spurs him. He takes up her powers. He has harnessed her to the yoke of her own law. His face of human thought puts on a crown. Held in her leash, bound to her veiled caprice, he studies her ways, if so he may prevail, even for an hour, and she work out his will. He makes of her his moment passion's serf. To obey she feigns, she follows her creature's lead. For him she was made, lives only for his use, but conquering her, then is he most her slave. He is her dependent, all his means are hers, nothing without her he can. She rules him still. At last he wakes to a memory of self. He sees within the face of deity, the Godhead breaks out through the human mold. Her highest heights she unmasks and is his mate. Till then he is a plaything in her game, her seeming regent, yet her fancy's toy. A living robot, moved by her energy springs. He acts as in the movements of a dream, an automaton stepping in the grooves of fate. He stumbles on, driven by her whip of force. His thought labors, a bullock in time's fields. His will, he thinks his own, is shaped in her forge. Obedient to world nature's dumb control, driven by his own formidable power, his chosen partner in a titan game, her will he has made the master of his fate, her whim the dispenser of his pleasure and pain. He has sold himself into her regal power, for any blow or boon that she may choose, even in what is suffering to our sense. He feels the sweetness of her mastering touch, in all experience meets her blissful hands. On his heart he bears the happiness of her tread, and the surprise of her arrival's joy, in each event and every moment's chance. All she can do is marvelous in his sight. He revels in her, a swimmer in her sea, a tireless amateur of her world delight. He rejoices in her every thought and act, and gives consent to all that she can wish. Whatever she desires, he wills to be. The spirit, the innumerable one, he has left behind his lone eternity. He is an endless birth in endless time, her finite multitude in an infinite space. The master of existence lurks in us and plays at hide-and-seek with his own force. In nature's instrument loiters secret God. The immanent lives in man as in his house. He has made the universe his pastimes field, a vast gymnasium of his works of might. All-knowing, he accepts our darkened state. Divine, wears shapes of animal or man. Eternal, he ascends to fate and time. Immortal, dallies with mortality. The all-conscious, ventured into ignorance. The all-blissful, bore to be insensible.